USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump.
House Democrats have conducted the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
House Democrats are being tight-lipped regarding when they will be sending those articles of impeachment to the Senate. President Trump says New Jersey Democrat Representative Jeff Vandrew is joining the Republican Party. The president says he will also endorse Vandrew for his re-election in 2020. Vandrew was one of two Democrats to vote against impeachment. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California says switching parties isn't uncommon, but
there's many times in the past that members from either side of the aisle have left their party to go to the other. But I can't remember a time that somebody left from a majority party to join the minority party.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. Stage 4, and here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A major supporter of President Trump will be leaving Capitol Hill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he will retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says in a statement he will continue to support President Trump and is fully committed to staying in the fight with him. His western North Carolina district is expected to remain solidly Republican despite his departure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new criminal charge has been filed against former Baltimore City Mayor Democrat Catherine Pugh. State prosecutors allege Pugh, who already pleaded guilty to 4 federal charges, failed to disclose her business interest in Healthy Holly LLC and said that amounts to perjury. Prosecutors say Pugh earned more than $345,000 in 2016 through the sale of her Healthy Holly books. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
2020 presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg thinks former Vice President Joe Biden is not qualified to be president. The former New York City mayor comments on Biden and other Democrats in the race on MSNBC.
He's never been a manager of an organization. He's never run a school system. The presidency shouldn't be a training job. You get in there, you got to hit the ground running. We don't have time to wait for somebody to come in and learn on the job.
As the homeless crisis continues in California, counties are coming up with creative ways to solve the homeless problem. Take Sonoma County. They are discussing using horse stables at the fairgrounds as a place to house the homeless. Tom Del Beccaro is the former chairman of the California Republican Party. He joins Fox News and believes...
Well, look, this is all over the state, San Francisco, L.A., everywhere. You know, there's issues, there's several layers to this issue. Do you leave people in place and therefore they continue their drug use or other problems and no help to them? That doesn't work, because if you leave them out in front of a business, you destroy the taxpayers who fund the program. So yeah. They need to move people off the street and get them into a rehab facility. That's what's really important here.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1998 when former President Bill Clinton was impeached on 2 counts by the House of Representatives. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.